Life in Fukuoka.
Life in Fukuoka. Life in Fukuoka. This program is brought to you by Fukuoka City.
Good morning, and thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka on Love FM with me, Colleen. This program is just a short show to share with you tips on how to live in Fukuoka City more comfortably, as well as give you information from the city and things to do when you're out and about. For all of that, make sure you tune in every Monday morning for Life in Fukuoka in English.
Life in Fukuoka.
Golden Week has arrived once again. And today I'll share some exciting events happening around Fukuoka from this week through to next week. First, we have the ever-popular Craft Gyoza Festival, a huge hit each year on social media and in the news, back in Fukuoka. This year's festival features 14 gyoza shops, along with booths serving fried rice, drinks, and desserts. They're all gathered from across Japan, and you can enjoy 28 types of craft gyoza, grilled, boiled, fried, and steamed, including unique variations, each carefully crafted by expert gyoza artisans who pay close attention to the dough, filling, and sauces. It's 12 full days of gyoza and craft beer for every gyoza lover. The festival runs until Tuesday, May 6th at Maizuru Park, and it's from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. daily. Next up is a unique event that blends food and culture. The Fukuoka Castle Night Market, Golden Week Special, is now underway at the old courthouse site in Maizuru Park, Fukuoka City, until Tuesday, May 6th. With the beautifully lit up castle as a backdrop, you'll find local gourmet food stalls, accessory and craft shops, and popular food trucks from within Fukuoka City. The market also features hand-on activities like fortune-telling, workshops, and traditional fair-style games, which is perfect for both kids and adults. Open from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m., it's a great place to enjoy music and performances in the cool evening breeze and is a must-visit new night spot in Fukuoka. Our next event is one of the largest outdoor events in Tenjin, located just a short distance away from Tenjin Station, and it's back for its 15th edition. Drawing over 30,000 visitors annually, the Kyushu Craft Beer Week features over 80 varieties of craft beer from 38 breweries across Kyushu and Yamaguchi, and will be held from Tuesday, April 29th through Monday, May 5th at Tenjin Central Park in front of the Kihinkan Guest House. You'll have a great time at this open-air setting with beers you can only drink at the event, along with amazing gourmet dishes. This year celebrates the 30th anniversary of craft beer in Japan, so you'll also be able to try special beers from some of Japan's most iconic and up-and-coming breweries. Beer lovers won't want to miss this chance to try unusual beers from across Japan. Open from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., it's perfect for a holiday afternoon beer or an after-work drink. The final event to report is the Night Aquarium. At Marine World Umi no Nakamichi in Higashi Ward, Fukuoka, the aquarium is staying open until 9 p.m. on holidays through May 6th. During the Night Aquarium, lighting is adjusted after 6 p.m. to create a magical atmosphere where you can observe sea creatures in a completely different light. Evening performances such as the Sea Lion Live Show, Dolphin Show, and Sardine Show will be held at the show pool on the second and third floors starting from 6 p.m. Reserve seats are also available for purchase, so be sure to check the official website for details before you go. It's a perfect time for kids to stay up a little late and experience the wonder of the nighttime aquarium. These are just four of the many events happening in Fukuoka during Golden Week. And of course, we can't forget Fukuoka's biggest Golden Week event, the Hakata Dontaku Port Festival, taking place this weekend on Saturday and Sunday, May 3rd and 4th. It's a celebration of Hakata's rich history, culture, and community spirit. So don't miss it.
Life in Fukuoka.
All right. Thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka today. I had a lot of information to share, and there was that phone number that you might like to hear again, which you can if you listen to this program's podcast, or you can check out the blog and the contents of this program to get that information. Just go to the Love FM website and look up this program's page. We're also asking for messages from our listeners. Any message is great. Let us know what you think about the show or things you've discovered in Fukuoka. The email address to send to is 761@lovefm.co.jp. Again, that is 761@lovefm.co.jp. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Have a great day, and I will speak to you again next week.